Good evening. This is Around Cincinnati. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's show, Stephanie Trick sits down in our studio and talks about stride piano. A young jazz musician recently visited with Dave Lewis to talk about her career.
Accounts of my death have been greatly exaggerated, Mark Twain once wrote, in response to a premature obituary that appeared on his behalf in a newspaper. The death of indigenous piano, American piano styles such as ragtime, stride, and boogie-woogie has been proffered with repetitive regularity over the years, all said to be as dead as the vaudeville shows for which most of this music was composed. However, interest among performers and audiences alike in these so-called outdated forms of popular entertainment continues to grow year after year, and indeed the music of Scott Joplin may be heard from the great concert halls of Europe down to the out-of-tune local ice cream truck in your neighborhood. One of the youngest and most exciting exponents of these historical piano styles is my guest today, Stephanie Trick, who hails from St. Louis. We caught up with Stephanie as she was in town to participate in the Cincy Blues Fest. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So you have a classical background, and you started to play the piano when you were 5. How did you develop an interest in so-called, for lack of a better term, classic jazz piano?
Well, that's a story that starts when I was 5. I was in a restaurant with my parents and grandparents, and I was drawn to the pianist playing in the restaurant, and my grandmother asked her if she gave lessons, and she said she did. And so for 13 years, I took from Diane Ceccarini in St. Louis. And she was great because she raised me on the classics. She gave me good, solid technical foundation. And then she also introduced me to ragtime when I was in middle school, since I'm from St. Louis, and that's where Scott Joplin lived for a number of years. After that, she wanted to give me something to challenge me. And so she gave me the Carolina Shout, which is the maple leaf rag of a type of playing called stride piano, which I can explain later. I learned the Carolina Shout and started going to ragtime competitions and festivals. And at these festivals, I saw pianists playing classic jazz, stride piano, and it just really drew me in. And I realized that that's what I wanted to do because it's such happy music and people always are patting their foot to it. And it's just so exciting. And that's kind of how I got into this old form of music from the 20s and 30s.
How do you define stride as being something different from ragtime?
Well, the basic idea developed from ragtime because the pianist's left hand is going down to hit a bass note and coming up to hit a chord. But it's different because it's more spontaneous. Stride pianists in the 20s and 30s, like James P. Johnson and Fats Waller, they improvise their music, and it's a little bit more virtuosic than ragtime. It uses more of the keyboard, so it has a fuller sound, and it swings. And I think that's a big difference that separates ragtime from stride. Ragtime was considered the classical music of America, whereas stride is the transition between ragtime to early forms of jazz.
Well, speaking of Fats Waller, he had a strong connection to the Cincinnati area. He lived and worked here from 1931 to 1933 as a staff organist for WLW Radio. According to his manager, Ed Kirkby, the reason Fats was in Cincinnati was because he was stalking his ex-wife. She had left him, and she figured he'd never follow her there to Cincinnati, but he did, and ended up taking a job at WLW. At one point, Pal Crosley Jr., who was the owner of WLW, was obliged to bail Fats Waller out of jail because he violated his restraining order. But eventually, the demand for him to work in New York became so great that he was forced to return. But nevertheless, part of the reason why I wanted to revive that story is that you have something to play for us that dates from that exact time.
That's right. It's a song that Fats wrote in, I believe, 1932, and it's called The Viper's Drag.
So, from the legacy of Fats Waller's slim number of compositions ranging from Cincinnati, here is Stephanie Trick. Fabulous, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you note that the piece has somewhat of a sneaky kind of quality, and you definitely play it beautifully.
Oh, thank you very much. It's fun to play this music.
Indeed. I wanted to ask you how you feel your classical education in music helped you along in this process. What do you think about the confluence of classical music and styles like ragtime and stride?
I think that composers like James P. Johnson and Fats Waller wanted to write some serious music, and that's what they thought would ultimately legitimize them and validate them as composers and give them lasting historical meaning. Fats Waller, he wrote so many pop tunes, but he discouraged his son, Maurice, from playing popular music. He wanted him to play classical music, Mozart and Beethoven. When Fats went to London, I think it was Ed Kirkby who encouraged him to write a suite about his impressions of London, and that's his longest work. I think it's about 17 minutes and four pieces. It kind of models itself after classical piece of music with a length. I think that the jazz musicians like Fats and James P. wanted to kind of follow the footsteps of classical musicians. And I think that James P. and George Gershwin would talk about that, except that George Gershwin was able to write pieces that crossed over from jazz into classical, like Rhapsody in Blue. It has kind of elements of both, being a concerto, but then you have the rhythms of jazz.
Another field in which you specialize as a pianist is that of boogie-woogie. I understand you have a number of boogies in your repertoire, and I say it's your turn. You pick which one you'd like to play.
Okay, well, I'd like to play Albert Ammon's Shout for Joy.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
Your dad mentioned that you have had contact with some Italian pianists who like to stride the classics, and you've been developing some of your own improvisational skills as well.
Yes. One of my mentors is a pianist named Rossano Sportiello. He grew up in Italy and then a few years ago came over to New York, and he does wonderful things with classical pieces and striding them, like Chopin etudes. It's really marvelous stuff.
And I understand this is where your forward universe is expanding at the moment. You have a new CD out, or relatively new?
I do, and it's called Hear That Rhythm, and it features stride pieces as well as some ragtime, although it's mostly a stride classic jazz CD.
And you have three CDs so far.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be playing the Cincy Blues Fest this weekend. What are some of your future plans?
I'm going to be able to go to Stride and Swing Piano Summit in Switzerland in October, and I'm very much looking forward to that, where French stride pianist named Louis Mazetier, Rossano Sportiello, German stride pianist Bernd Lotsky, and several other really wonderful pianists will be there. And after that, I'll be going to the West Coast Ragtime Festival in Sacramento, California, in November.
I understand that you have a blues that you play. Would you like to share it with us?
I'd love to.
Thank you.
If you would like more information about Stephanie Trick or on Ragtime, Stride, and Boogie Woogie, you should definitely check our site as well at WVXU.org. Stephanie, it's been a real pleasure to have you. Thank you for coming today.
Well, it's been a real treat.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.